From Sioux City, I drove north on Highway 75, my eyes peeled for a blue sign that would direct me to Pipe Dreams, a roadside park near Hinton. You turn onto a gravel spur, climb over two railroad tracks, dip back down below the corn stalks, and the fields open up into a grove sidled by a river. The bugs sing their little legs off there. I park next to Matt and Libby Church, joined by little Zia.
This is our six-week-old. She's talking out here.
They were a nice image, one representative of the subject we were there to discuss, HumanFest, a music and idea festival now in its third year and taking place this weekend. The festival began on the street that now rests below the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. It was an extension of a bar called The Sid that was a mecca for local music.
You know, where he was trying to go from my perspective when he first started doing it, he had a lot of...
This is Libby Church. She's talking about her husband, Matt.
Anybody that kind of wanted to be a part of what was going on, it gives them an outlet to express themselves either through art or music or informationally. And so, yeah, I mean, it's I think it's a festival that everyone's welcome to be at. It's all ages, which is something that I think is really neat versus kind of being the typical... bar show and things like that where kids can kind of come out and see a wide variety of music. And that's the biggest thing is our bands that we have playing, especially this year, are so very different from one another, which is sometimes difficult when you're writing a lineup. But I feel like it really kind of helps capture what we're trying to do as far as allowing everybody to express their creativity in whatever way that looks like for them.
For the festival goer, it looks eclectic, like the local music scene that can often feel atomized, dispersed into genre-specific bars.
I just think that's something that's lacking from Sioux City. I think that, there's a lot of, you know, there's it's very rare where so many different personalities can come together in one place and kind of see what that looks like almost as a social experiment to see, see how people interact with one another and learn things about one another. And I just think it's neat the variety of people that we get out here. And it truly is just a huge, huge, huge variety.
Yeah, find a beautiful... singer just having a nice set, and then the next set might be an overweight man with his shirt off screaming, you know.
The appeal of this concept is broad, alluring even to a musician from Boston who...
He googled Human Festival and decided that it was something that he was interested in being a part of, and so he's coming all the way from Boston just to come here. So it's a pretty neat thing to have somebody want to come halfway across the country to Sioux City, Iowa to...
The bill includes local bands and musicians, such as Elsa Vaught.
Maybe I should carry you on a trip.
It's a catastrophe.
Black Death Jet Set.
It's a catastrophe, the things you do to me.
The Gateway Drug.
Free in my midlife crisis, I hope close my eyelids, drum like violin, then turtles over the sound of silence. I'm eternally blessed to record my breath on this beat, so beautiful, Jay Smalls tailor made it for me.
And Matt's band, It Really Is.
Get nice natural setting that's outside of the city, and it's a nice little refuge for people. I like that it's right on the river here.
Ideas, water, nature, music, oh, and don't let me forget gourmet hot dogs. It's everything a human needs. Human Fest, it begins today and tomorrow at 2 o'clock p.m. at Pipe Dreams near Hinton. You can even camp there. For FM 90, I'm Mark Munger.